My name is Hassan Abbas. I'm a professor at National Defense University in Washington, D.C., and a senior advisor at Asia Society, which is in New York. I think Istanbul has a huge role, and the role is because of a variety of reasons. First and foremost, Istanbul and Turkey has a history of being a bridge builder between East and West, because you are really bridging, in actual geographic terms, East and West. In the current sense, all that is happening in Middle East, partly what is a few things which are crisis driven, others security driven, but also most of the challenges are in the domain of education, poverty, and security. Turkey, because of its economic growth, because of its increasingly political pluralism and religious pluralism, which is part of the Turkish idealism, Turkey is in a unique role to play that role, show to the world that there is a chance that all of us can work together for the betterment of the humanity. The future of the world depends on harmony between different civilizations and religion. Unfortunately, what we have seen in the last few decades is kind of a confrontational mode, and that is because of misinterpretation of religion. People who use religion and Islam, as well as I think Christianity and Judaism, for their political notions, for their religious idealism, that has created issues. So I think the best approach is to defeat those kind of negative tendencies is to build on the positive things, on the common things. And I am sure, my studies also tell me, there is much more common between these different religious traditions, especially in, if I call that, the traditions of the Abrahamic religion. But often what happens, partly because of media imaging, partly because of strong economic interests, partly because of greed, partly because of political ambitions, that the religion is being used in a negative sense. So the only counter to those thinking is not through military means, is not through violence, it is not through pushing your way in, it is by building on the positive aspects. And that's why I think I wish you all the power, I wish you more empowerment. Yes. That not only lack of education, but ill education, which means you brainwash people, you provide a distorted message. Unless that is corrected, no political or military means can change those things. Yes. It means we are doing something wrong. Yes. It means we are investing the money which has to be invested in buying a book. Maybe we are investing in buying a gun. Maybe we are investing in buying an extra bridge. Maybe we are investing in building a new glamorous building which is not supposed to be there. Education is the primary need, and that's why at a global level, and also this should be the message from this conference, and I'm sure it will be, to invest in education. Yes. Turkey needs to take a lead in this, but that's the kind of approach which will work. Yes. All efforts, educational efforts, I would say political efforts as well, reaching out, they will create a certain background which will allow people from different faiths and different backgrounds and different civilizations to come together. As I'm reminded immediately from a verse from Quran, which says, God says, and I'm paraphrasing, that I am these ethnic divisions, these differences in features, these different backgrounds of nationalities or different people with features or ethnic groups, these are not meant to create differences. These are not meant to establish that these are entirely different peoples. These are just matter of identities. These should not be an issue of division among people. The ethnic difference or the fact that you are from Saudi Arabia or Iran or Bahrain or Iraq or Syria doesn't mean that you have to adopt a certain worldview which will entrench that division, which is a worldly division. I'm paraphrasing about the idea, borrowing it from Quranic teachings. Thank you so much. So kind of you.